Well, welcome to Paleo Conservative on Steroids. This is Corn Cod One. Today I'm drawing my attention to abortion and my little verbal essay is called Abortion as a Perverse Sacrament of the Leftist Religion. If anyone had any doubt that neo-Marxists and neoliberals are followers of a religion, the events of November 2016 surrounding the election of Mr. Trump as president should have persuaded them that this is the case. The absolute hysterical breakdown of the American left over our current president's electoral victory was not the normal reaction that political partisans have after an election that doesn't go their way. I can remember driving home from many a campaign headquarters on election nights, feeling sad but not hysterical. On the other hand, Hillary's supporters went crazy, sometimes literally so. Manhattan shrinks made a lot of money off the Trump victory. This was most certainly the reaction of devout followers of a god who have been offended by some serious act of blasphemy. This religion has a certain Gnostic quality, with a great gulf between the adepts and initiates. The graduates of elite universities, professors, and the people on the editorial board of the New York Times are the adepts who make all the decisions, and the hoi polloi follow them like puppy dogs. Another weird attribute of this religion is that its followers hastily assume that nearly everyone knows and essentially believes its catechism, namely the various rules of what has become known as political correctness. That's why the left assumes that shaming methods for violating its stupid rules are always going to work. Thankfully, violating political correctness is becoming less dangerous for those who dare to do it. Whatever one may think of Mr. Trump, he has showed us the way to fight the left by violating its spurious rules and striking back forcefully when attacked. This throws our enemies into a state of complete hysteria. During these crazy fits, leftists who are normally vicious in a cold, calculating way descend into cloud cuckoo land. They then start throwing the word racist around irresponsibly. The leftist press used to be able to use this accusation as a handy tool to defeat its enemies, but it was used in a calculating and cunning way. Now that everyone who may be even slightly off the leftist narrative is called racist, even fellow commies, the accusation has less power than it used to have. Another important thing to remember is the connection between major leftist figures in the United States and the occult. Just one example is Hillary Clinton. Mrs. Clinton definitely is a member of a New York coven called the Wing. There is no disputing she received honorary lifetime membership in the group, as it took place in a very public place with her being present. She made no attempt to cover this up. Her membership in an unnamed California coven is a little thinner and based on a statement of Bill Clinton to an aide. Although it might be exaggerated by some, the worship of the devil does exist in the American left and appears pretty common. Years ago, the left had a slogan about abortion, saying that they wanted it to be safe, legal, and rare. How things have changed. Now abortion is touted as a positive good. The alleged comedian Jenna Friedman warned Stephen Colbert viewers on 2016 election night to get your abortions now. Third and fourth wave feminists abhor children with a white hot hatred. They see them as an obstacle to personal freedom. Leftists love killing people anyway. As the American left proceeds from neoliberalism to neo-Marxism, it is certain that they will continue their transition to totalitarianism, and as their hysteria intensifies, want to start killing folks. Radical leftists have a proud tradition of murder. Even the Washington Post admits that Mao killed upwards of 45 million, Stalin 20 million, and Pol Pot gets the percentage award for knocking off 20% of the Cambodian population. These religious fanatics called leftists have a great ability to kill babies in the womb. They will start killing adults next. The answer? Get active in pro-life and other organizations active in fighting the neo-Marxist program. This is Corncod 1 of Paleo Conservative on Steroids.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.